There are signs of possible compromise on the fiscal cliff. The president and House Speaker John Boehner meeting at the White House today. But some say fiscal cliff isn't the right word, that tax hikes and spending cuts won't happen when we ring in the new year. They say it's a fiscal slope, not a cliff. So no need to panic if Congress goes into 2013 without a deal. U.S. News and World Report business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtzleben writes about it, and she joins us now. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why is it a fiscal slope instead of a cliff?
Well, basically, you have a lot of experts saying that there's no reason, despite the very catchy term fiscal cliff, to really think that the economy will go plummeting into recession starting on January 1st and January 2nd. The idea is that a lot of these things that are expiring, that the spending cuts and expiring unemployment benefits, the payroll tax cuts, those things really are enacted over time. That is, for example, your taxes. Those are taken out of your weekly or biweekly or monthly paychecks. So that's a little bit less money every so often. So the idea that a lot of experts are saying is, listen, it's better to have a deal that's a little later, but that's a very good deal that Congress has really thought about, as opposed to a hastily done deal done very quickly, but that's also done poorly.
But because taxes will go up, won't we start seeing smaller paychecks in 2013 if they don't avert the cliff or slope?
I should point out, this is a point of some debate. You have some people who say it's a slope, let's not worry, it'll only get bad, say, in around February. But you do have some who say, listen, especially things like the payroll tax cut, which a lot of people, especially lower-income people, are more apt to spend, and especially unemployment benefits, you have a big bang for the buck for those emergency unemployment benefits, that when they expire, that you're going to have a lot of people that are really hurting starting at the beginning of the year. And it's not just pain for those people. It's pain for the economy.
And you mentioned February. That's when we should start seeing the serious damage.
Depending on who you talk to, yes. One economist that I spoke with this week, his name is Mark Zandi. He's at a place called Moody's Analytics. He was saying, listen, the economic damage from going over the cliff for a few days or a few weeks would be relatively small. But, you know, you get to the end of January, you get to mid-February, and the debt ceiling will come into play. It's not just that you're going to have economic effects building up, though that will be considerable. The real problem will also be a confidence problem, just a question of, wow, are lawmakers really doing everything they can? Do we have this bad of gridlock? So also there will be confidence, and that's for businesses and consumers. So it's sort of a dual thing, both in terms of economics and in terms of just psychologically.
All right, Danielle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report.